Hello, this is Anna Laura Brown with the Healthy Happy Autoimmune Podcast, where we help you be healthy and happy no matter where you are on your autoimmune journey. Discover solutions for both physical and emotional wellness. Visit healthyhappyautoimmune.com for show notes and resources, and let's get started with today's episode.
Hello, this is Anna Laura Brown of AnnaLauraBrown.com, and welcome to another episode of the Healthy Happy Autoimmune Podcast. And I know it's been a little bit since the last time I had an episode, and I really promised that one of my New Year's resolutions for 2021 is that I am going to be a lot more consistent in recording. I had just some personal things that happened, especially during the month of December with the holidays. My dog actually went into heat 4 days before she was supposed to get spayed, and then had to get spayed, and then got sick. And anyhow, you know, if any of you have ever had a puppy, then you know kind of how that goes. But I am committed to getting back on track. And so for today's topic, I'm going to talk with you specifically about three ways that my health journey has impacted my business. And in a lot of ways, it's somewhat difficult for me to decide on really only three ways, because the reality is that my health journey has impacted virtually every aspect of my business. And just as a little bit of a refresher for those of you that might be listening to this episode and maybe you haven't listened to a lot of my other episodes, maybe you've only listened to one or two others, or maybe you've read some portions of my blog or connected with me on social media, or maybe this is the very first time you've ever even heard of me and you just happened to stumble across this podcast episode. But I am a certified holistic health coach with the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. I also am a doTERRA wellness advocate and have been using and educating people about essential oils since 2011. And I also specialize in helping people with autoimmune issues, as well as helping people do things like go gluten-free, go dairy-free, help with allergies, digestive issues, gut issues, thyroid issues, that kind of thing. And while my journey to wellness is definitely not complete, I still have Hashimoto's that is not yet in remission, and I am still working on improving my own personal health. In a lot of ways, there are, you know, a lot of different things that I have learned, and the number one way in which my health journey has impacted my business is that my entire focus of who I want to help when it comes to my health coaching and, you know, supplements and programs and some of the other things that I offer, you know, and even the things like my freebies that you can opt in to receive for joining my email list, and even the theme of my blog, and really even the theme of my podcast as well, are all informed and created based on my own personal health journey. So, you know, one of the reasons that the title of this podcast is called Healthy Happy Autoimmune is because I personally have an autoimmune condition, and I've had to learn how to become healthy and happy on my journey to autoimmune wellness. And, you know, like I say, there are still some days that I still feel like crap, quite frankly, you know, and I'm still working on improving things. And so part of the goals of this podcast is to share with you what I'm personally learning as I'm discovering and on this journey to living a life of healthy, happy autoimmune. And so that's really one of the big ways in which my health journey has impacted my business, is that really determines the focus for the content that I produce, for the target market that I have, and all those kinds of things. So in a lot of ways, that's really, you know, the biggest one. The second way in which my health journey has impacted my business is that because there are days when I sometimes don't feel good, it, you know, has made it to the point that while I do have a schedule that I try to stick to when it comes to producing podcast episodes, YouTube videos, blog posts, all those different kinds of things, sometimes there are days when I plan on doing things and it just doesn't happen because I just don't feel good, or, you know, I'm having a day where I need extra sleep. Maybe, you know, I just didn't sleep as well the night before, or maybe I ate something that I really shouldn't have eaten, and that really has impacted my overall health and made it to the point that I need to take a break, and I'm not able to work on doing what I wanted to do for my business on that particular day. So, and that's just, you know, part of what happens on the journey to achieving autoimmune wellness. Then the third way that my health journey has impacted my business is that, you know, when I recommend a lot of different products to people, so whether that's, you know, certain essential oils, whether that's certain vitamins, minerals, supplements, certain kinds of foods, when I share different kinds of recipes, when I share different cooking tools that I like to use to, you know, create a lot of these recipes and things, those things are based on my own personal experiences. So, you know, it should go without saying, but I know that some people that are in health and wellness business do this, and, you know, really drives me nuts when people do this. But I never recommend vitamins or supplements or oils or other things that I haven't tried myself and that I haven't found useful in some way. So, you know, there are lots and lots of different supplements and vitamins, minerals, and essential oils and different products out there. And the only ones that I recommend or ever talk about are the ones that have specifically helped me personally in my wellness journey. And along with that, you know, the recipes that I share are all things that I believe are good for your health while you're on an autoimmune journey. And they're also, you know, my favorite recipes, things that I eat on a regular basis and that I cook, you know, so I don't just share recipes with you that maybe something I made at one time and enjoyed it, or, you know, something that is maybe contains questionable ingredients where I'm not sure if it's really all that good for your health for somebody that has an autoimmune condition. So, you know, I literally only share those things that I really truly feel like will be beneficial to you, and only share, you know, the cooking methods, the tools, the things I actually use. So, you know, I don't recommend, for example, on my blog, even though I earn some commissions through Amazon affiliates, I don't recommend that you go and buy things on Amazon unless it's something I've actually bought myself and used and actually found helpful. So, you know, in a nutshell, this is, you know, a little bit shorter of a podcast, but, you know, those are basically the three ways in which my health journey has helped inform my business. And hopefully this gives you a little bit more insight into my world, helps you understand a little bit more about who I am and what I have to offer. And if you would like to connect with me, I would love to connect with you. You can send me an email at annalaura@annalaurabrown.com. That's annalaura@annalaurabrown.com. Or you can visit my website, annalaurabrown.com. These would be the two best ways to connect with me, and look forward to hearing your comments and your feedback, and would love to talk with you, especially if you feel like there's something that I can do to personally help you. And also invite you to subscribe to this podcast if you found this helpful. As I said, I will be coming out with a lot more regular episodes and plan to feature some interviews with people in the future and other super interesting things to help you in your journey to live healthy, happy, autoimmune. So take care, have a great day, and I will talk to you on another episode.